Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herney deal. Chris Herney joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Treat the New Guy Right by Silkworm, a 1990s indie rock favorite that is reformed and will be closing out Donnerfest on Saturday night in Memphis.
Donnerfest begins today, right? In Memphis, right?
Yep.
Okay. You can read Chris's piece on Donnerfest up at the Daily Memphian. You have a piece today about 8 storylines from camp, which begins on, well, Media Day is Monday in camp next week. Starting off in Nashville. Before that, I don't know if you saw this Rudy Gay quote. Rudy said that if he hadn't gotten hurt in 2013, they would have beaten the Heat in the finals.
If he hadn't got hurt in 2013, they would have I have to piece that together. I mean, Rudy was healthy when he got traded in 2013. He got hurt in 2011.
Oh, maybe.
And missed the playoffs.
So 2013 was the year.
He got traded in 2013. That was the year the Grizzlies went to the conference finals, got swept by the Spurs. Rudy got traded.
I see.
I don't remember there being an injury.
No, I think you're right. Maybe this story is incorrect. Maybe he was saying if I'd still been on that team in 2013,
Right. Then
I would have, then they would have made the finals, and Dwayne Wade fired back at him and said, "You're out of your mind." Whatever else. And what's interesting about is how Rudy must think about his time at Memphis, right? Like he must. God bless him for coming back to all these jersey retirements. But he must feel like he is underappreciated, and I mean, you know, and could have been a piece that it turned out not to be.
Yeah, I might write about Rudy later in the season. But I mean, the one thing is that the one playoff series he did play, he was bad. He was, like, actively bad in the 2012 series against the Clippers when Zebo was not 100% and Rudy was, you know, the primary offensive option. Like, he had a really bad series that year.
11, he was hurt. That was when they beat the Spurs. 12, Zebo was hurt. Rudy played and was bad. And then in 13, he was traded. That's right. So... Were they better in 11 for him getting hurt? And then they went out and got Shane Batty, who, by the way, was bad at the end of the regular season, and then obviously hit the big shot against the Spurs.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, if Rudy had settled into the complimentary role behind Zach, like, I don't know, maybe they would have been better. I don't know. I can't say definitively they would have been better or worse on the Rudy Shane thing. I mean, Shane hit the one big shot, but it's not like Shane has some dynamic playoffs other than that.
No.
And so he could have gone either way. But I think there was a tension. There was a tension in terms of pecking order, but that tension grew by the time you got to 2013 because of the emergence of Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. And so in 2011, there was a question of like, are you going to take a backseat to Randolph? But at 2 years later, it became a bigger thing. And that was really a thing. Everyone focused on like the money stuff and, you know, you're being cheap, blah, blah, blah. It was really the front office taking a look at their usage and their distribution and wanting to reorient the team more around Conley and Gasol, who were not as athletic and didn't score as much, but were better basketball players. You know, that's really what it was about.
Right. All right. So storylines for, and we won't go all of them today. You've got eight different storylines. Jeffrey was able to identify five of them that we talked about in the open to the show. But let's start with the first, which is the Isolo era. This is the start of the Isolo era. And what do we know?
Well, I mean, we don't know that much. I mean, we know that he seems to want to run a system that is very guard oriented, which jibes with John Morant, and that's more of a screen oriented system, which is very different from a system standpoint, very different from what they actually ran last year when he was lead assistant. Now, some of the other things they did last year in terms of a deep rotation and a heavy pace, and a lot of that is what he seems to want to do. But the basic offensive structure seems very different from what they did most of last season, in a way that will cater to John Morant, that will hopefully get the best impact out of Zach Edey. Whether it ends up getting better results is a different question, and that's to be seen. But it's also just it's his first training camp as NBA head coach. And for most of the players on the team, it's the first training camp they'll go through that's not presided over by Taylor Jenkins. So there's just a lot of new there.
It's, and obviously there's been a lot of focus on the offense. And then where Jaren fits, right, is sort of one of the big questions there. We know much less about – what do we know about his defensive philosophy?
We don't really know much of anything other than that he says he's pragmatic. And so it's sort of a wait and see on that.
Do you, by the way, and glancingly mentioned this in the piece, they didn't do any other interviews. Do you think that was a mistake? My view is if they knew they wanted him to be the coach, I don't see the point of any doing, meaningless interviews.
Yeah, no, I think it would have been, I mean, sort of a different question to say, should they do interviews or should they seriously entertain other coaches? It's sort of a separate thing. I don't see the point in doing cosmetic interviews when you know that's who you're hiring, which is sort of what happened when Dave Yeager got elevated. They knew they were elevating Dave Yeager, and they went through the pretense of talking to other people. It's not just an assistant. It's not just they gave it to the lead assistant. It is that they gave it to the lead assistant who had been a successful head coach, who they had paid a lot of money to bring over, and they'd outbid other teams for. I mean, there was a lot of investment in the idea of Isolo already, and then there was a track record of him being a successful head coach overseas. And so I think it was reasonable for them to conclude from the jump, this is the guy we're going to want to hire even if we go through this process.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it is totally a reasonable question. Like, in the end, if he's not an effective coach, a lot of people get fired, most do,
right?
You will be able to say, well, they should have hired someone else, or whatever. But they have a conviction about him. And in the end, if they have a conviction about him, that's, I mean, we have seen examples. I guess one example of sort of the way it went differently was when the Chris Wallace front office brings in Ronnie Brewer as the guard who's going to go, I think he gave up a first round pick to bring in Ronnie Brewer. And they said, yeah, no, Tony Allen's available. Let's go get him instead. Like, you can pivot if someone is available who's better than the person you brought in. But I certainly don't blame them for proceeding with Isolo. And as you've said before, people who've listened to Isolo tend to be impressed, right? You among them.
Sure. But, like, that only means so much. And
exactly.
So we'll see what happens.
All right. Another one is, what are they going to do get by until Zach Edey returns? Just at the outset, we probably won't, like, hopefully we'll get some clarity on Jaren and Brandon Clark, but we're not going to probably get much clarity on Edey, right? It's going to be, well, we're going to check back.
The clarity on Edey is Edey will not be playing opening night. I mean, we already know that.
Right.
Now, we don't have we're guessing at that point. Does that mean Thanksgiving? Does that mean Christmas? Does that mean after that? I mean, that's sort of where we're at with that. But we know he won't be available opening night. We don't know that about Jaren or Brandon Clark. Jaren, we know, you know, had the toe surgery and it was going to be reevaluated. And I think it was 3 months, which is coming up. And it seems like it feels coin flippy in terms of him on opening night. It seems like he'll probably be cleared to ramp up. And then at what point does the ramp up get you to playing? And does it reach that point before the season starts? That's sort of an unknown. And with Brandon Clark, I mean, he had the season ending knee injury. He did not have surgery on it. He said something publicly a couple weeks ago about hoping to be ready for the start, but hoping is not a guarantee. And the thing with Clark, and I just sort of made this point, is that the knee injury or not, it's just I just never assume at this point with him. There's been so much wear and tear. There's so many injuries, and he's never, even at his best, he's a low minutes guy. And so I put his, I think the line I had in the column was, I put his availability in pencil, not pen, regardless of what we know. But that does get to the point of how do you manage the ED absence, and that depends in part on whether or not there's a Jaren or Brandon Clark absence.
Yeah, it feels like because the ED thing is going to be so, we already know he's not going to be there, and they don't forecast between 4 and 6 and 8 weeks. That's the kind of thing they do, right? So I imagine we'll come out on Monday, unless there's been some dreadful setback. They continue to monitor, you know, whatever else. Whereas hopefully we'll have a better sense it's Monday
Go ahead. I think they may put something out injury related before Monday about everybody.
Okay. Yeah. But there's very limited options then. If you take Brandon Clark off the table for the reasons you suggest, which seems appropriate to me, there's really only two options. And one depends on Jaren being healthy. That's they both do, really. Jaren at center with Santi at power forward, or Jaren at power forward with Jock Landale at center. That's it, right?
Yeah. I mean, in that formulation, what you mean is taking Brandon Clark off the table as a starter.
As a starter, yeah.
Hopefully he'll be in the rotation, but I don't think even if he's healthy, I don't think they're going to start Brandon Clark. They've never really wanted to do that anyway. So I think, that's the question. Is it Jaren and Landale? If Jaren's available, is it Jaren and Landale or Jaren and Santi? And if Jaren's not available, it's probably Santi and Landale. I suspect that they will start Jaren Jackson Jr. and Jock Landale, which more mimics what they're going to want to do ultimately with Edie. But then probably Santi will get more minutes than Jock Landale that in the flow of the game. That's what I suspect would happen.
And in preseason, it'll be Santi and Landale, right? I presume.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Jaren played, certainly the first couple preseason games. That would surprise me.
How much is Landale like Edie?
Only very roughly, in that he's a true center. He's a big guy, and he's a big guy. He's not a spacer like Jay Huff was. He's not a finesse player. He's a good rebounder. He can screen and rebound, which is sort of the basics of sort of what they want Edie to do. He's not really a scorer in any way. He's certainly not as physical, as big as Edie. But in terms of mimicking that basic, set a screen, roll to the rim, rebound, like that's sort of the bread and butter of what he's going to do, which is the bread and butter of what they're going to want Zach Edie to do.
We'll take one more of these. Maybe we'll save others for tomorrow. Chris has a piece up, 8 different storylines to look for from the preseason. But let's go Cedric Coward. By the way, do you think if we get an injury update, will he be included? Are we assumed? What we assume he's good to go?
That's a good question. That's a good question. It may be that there's so nothing there that they don't even bother saying anything. I mean, my understanding is that he's fine. I mean, the only reason he didn't play summer league was the abundance of caution, right? I mean, he had that surgery at this point like almost a year ago. We saw him throwing out the pitch. I mean, he has shoulder injury, right? I don't think you're throwing out the pitch at the baseball game if you're still worried about the shoulder.
Right.
And so my understanding, all of the above, is that Howard's good to go. But we haven't seen him play basketball, that's for sure.
He didn't barely play last year. But he is sort of, obviously they got more for Desmond Bane. It certainly was not a straight one-for-one swap. But in terms of what you're looking at, you're like, well, we went with this thing we knew, and instead we decided we want what's behind door number 2. And one of the main things that's behind door number 2 was the opportunity to trade up and get and get Coward. So what's the range of possibilities do you see for him this year?
I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, he could easily be a guy who like needs a developmental season, and he's never really in the rotation. That's certainly possible. I mean, it's not, the Grizzlies do not have, you know, two all-stars on the wing, and so he right. can force his way through the starting lineup and then, you know, be on the all-rookie team. I think it's all over the place. I mean, really, nobody's any
nobody
idea.
Nobody knows, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have it will go where
it
will go.
They have a right. conviction about his talent.
Right.
But I think they moved up because of a conviction about his talent. They didn't move up because of a conviction
but
that
readiness.
He's going to start and average 16 points a game this season. You know, it was a long-term bet.
I guess by definition, it will be disappointing if he just needs a developmental year and he is not a part of the rotation, an effective part of the rotation.
Yeah, because even though there's the lack of experience against high-level competition, and even though he's been inactive for it'll be close to a year by the time the season starts, he's not 19 or 20. He's like 22. He's not someone – I mean, he's going to develop physically because they all do, but he's pretty well put together already. And this was a guy who, like, Duke was throwing tons of money at to come, like, you know, it's not be right. their best player, probably be their – he probably would have been the top scorer on Duke, you know, because everyone was a freshman, right, this year. And so if you're a guy who's, like, you know, an NBA-level athlete who was going to be the featured guy on Duke, you probably expect to be able to contribute at the NBA level now, you know?
Yeah, it'll be absolutely fascinating. He is and then I was astounded to read – in your piece, that the youngest player on this team will still be G.G. Jackson perpetually. Incredible.
About like 2 years, you know? And so, yes. So it's at some point that will stop being true. I mean, Jared was like that. I mean, right. G.G.'s even younger, but Jared was, I think, the second youngest player when he came into the league and the youngest player who actually played because the other guy like was either the bench guy who never developed. And I think Jared was the youngest guy on the team for like 3 years, too. So we'll see with GG. But this is a chance for a reset for him.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the others tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Is there a, you know, now that he mentioned, do you think he would have been the leading scorer on Duke, or would Cooper Flagg have been the leading scorer on Duke?
If Cooper were to come back?
No, this year, last year, because he was supposed to be on the team with Cooper.
No, Cedric was going to be on the Duke team this year.
Oh, that's right.
He was going to Duke this year.
Yes, right. He was going to be this year. Instead, he went for the draft. No, you're right. So he would not have been the – yes, exactly right.
But I think
he would have
been
the leading scorer. He would have been there to be the new Cooper Flagg.
Correct.
Okay, so then that gets me to my question. What kind of odds can I get on Cedric Coward as Rookie of the Year? I need him to best Cooper Flagg. He's going to come in and he's going to explode. He's going to show – and he's older, you know. He's older than Cooper Flagg. He never misses a 2-point shot, looking at the stats. So, I bet it's not even available.
All right. So I see plus 5,000 for Cedric.
Seems like a good wager. How about all rookie team?
I do not
how do you
see
feel
all...
about, no, okay. But how do you feel about Cedric as all rookie team let's do it this way. I am going to give you the way I do, I make you an offer sometimes, okay? This is what I'm going to make you an offer about Cedric. He's going to play 14, 15 minutes a game off the bench. He's going to have highs and lows, and he's going to show some flashes that he can be a lot more than that.
Okay.
But he's not going to be, that's it. That's what I'm giving you for this year. Are you going to take it or not?
Yeah, I think I'm taking that. To me, because that would at least encourage me that the answer to the question is yes. But I think when you were throwing out all rookie team, I think I would still say no.
Well, it's the safe
minutes.
Bet is no.
Well, why
not? If he's really good, who the hell is going to bounce him out of the...
For what you said, though. Like, to me, all rookie team, more times than not, it's guys that get a ton of minutes on bad teams because their numbers are overwhelming.
It's an interesting question because they don't have a lot of all-stars on this team that he would shove out of the way.
Well, and especially, there's the position that he plays.
But there are a lot of players he'd have to shove out
correct.
Of the way. You know what I mean? Like, he'd have to play over. If he's going to get the kind of minutes that Jalen Wells got last year,
right.
for example, A, he's got to shove Jalen Wells. Oh, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there's Jalen Wells, there's Vince, there's
KCP.
GG, there's KCP, and then players like Scotty is going to play off the ball some, Ty Jerome, right?
Yeah.
Santi can be a wing as opposed to a power forward. There's a lot of guys who he will be jockeying with for minutes.
Yes.
I guess that is what I would say. But none of those guys are that awesome.
No, I agree with you on that.
So if he comes into camp and you're like, whoa, this dude can play, I think then there's an opportunity for him to be.
I mean, they started Jalen Wells last year, a second rounder.
Yeah, and it's funny. They always say, well, we didn't expect to start him. He just forced his way in. But you know why they forced him? He partly forced his way. Yes, he forced his way into the rotation and the starting lineup by being dramatically better than they thought.
Yep.
Right? That is true. Also, Marcus Smart sucked. Vince sucked. GG sucked.
And they were like, some guys were hurt.
And they didn't bring back Lorraine. Like, so it wasn't just that he was so awesome. He was good. He was much better than expected. But it was because the guys ahead of him failed is the other reason that he got the minutes that he got.
The story is that he was undeniable. There was a great opportunity for all the reasons that you mentioned.
On a really good team, on a really good team, on Oklahoma City, he would not have forced his way in the starting. He would not have gotten minutes.
No.
You know, he would have been, and it would have been a bench, if even a bench player.
It's possible he would have been a two-way guy.
So there are two parts of this. Now, the truth of the matter is, though, is that I think the hopes for Cedric Howard are higher and bigger and more ambitious than the hopes for Jalen Wells even now.
I totally agree, but it's simply just because of physical.
Just because of physical tools and where the ceiling is. So I think the range of possibilities is all rookie team. I don't think it's rookie of the year. I just don't, whatever. I think the range of possibilities is first team all rookie. And then the range is, oh my God, he's not playable.
He'll need a summer.
He'll need a year to adjust.
Or maybe he's going to summer league.
He hasn't played in a while. Obviously the rest of the year, he needs a developmental season. Whatever else. Which of those is more likely? Of the two extremes, which is more likely?
I think you're just going to have to say the most likely is he's going to need a summer simply just because look at the level of competition.
No, but I'm not just – okay. All right, but in that scenario, what we're talking about is not a rotation player. He's very clearly not a rotation player, and he needs a developmental year in the summer.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about 12 minutes a game and he needs a summer. I'm talking about he's just not really particularly playable in winning games.
I think that's the answer for me simply because
that's more likely than first team all rookie.
Look at where he's played. Like we're
God,
asking
I hope that's not the answer.
But we're asking him doesn't mean that it can't be, but we're basically asking him to go from playing essentially eight, you know, mid-major games last year to now he's going to play against the best players in the world. Like, there's going to be an adjustment period.
I hope the more likely one is all rookie.
I do too, but if you're asking me to just sit
there
and...
If you had to pick one, they're both extremes.
Correct.
The more likely is the middle.
Yes.
Something in the middle is more likely. More likely is get some playing time, looks promising at times.
Going to hit some shots.
At times, whatever else. That's the most likely. But if it was to pick one of the extremes, which is more likely... it will be, people will not be patient with that.
Of course not.
If he is unplayable.
Well, so much of this is
we are going to get a lot of anti-Zach calls.
I just think to your original point, so much of this season is going to be predicated on the start because let him get off to a bad start and the frustrations. And when people get frustrated, there is no safe target.
They just rolled the dice. It's like, I mean, it is not like Jerry Jones trading Parsons for picks, right? Because that was so egregiously stupid, and he is a proven star.
Everything felt avoidable.
However good Desmond Bane is, he is not as good at basketball as Micah Parsons is at football.
No question.
Right? But they both teams did trade
Popular players.
An established popular player for
productive.
Magic beans.
Right.
Right.
For
magic
productive.
Beans.
Yes.
And you hope it grows into a beanstalk.
Correct.
But it may or may not. All right. Why do we have calls, Jeffrey?
I don't know, because you've not asked for them yet.
I haven't asked for calls. We're not. If you people are trying to slip in and get those tickets to the Mid-South Fair precipitously, we're not going to take that call. But we will take calls now. Kevin Cerrito is going to join the show. We will play Righter Than Right Trivia, 445-0929. Well, we were in the Best of Memphis. We were the second most popular radio show, right, Jeffrey?
Indeed, sir.
Shockingly, we're coming for you, Ron. So we'll take caller number two, 445-0929, 445-0929. It's the second most popular radio show in the land, the Jeff Calkins Show. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It's that time, Righter Than Right Trivia. We play it every Thursday, and we don't expect many of you to be able to beat Jeffrey to be Righter Than Right. Some are the rare occasion. It happens, but not often. All that we ask is you play honorably, and if so, Jeffrey, they'll get a fabulous prize. What's the fabulous prize?
4 tickets to the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center. It's going on currently right now.
There you go. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito. He's the maestro of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. How are you, Kevin?
I am doing great, Jeff. Yes, you just got to play fair to win tickets to the fair today. And it's spooky season now, so you know everybody.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, Jeffrey. No spooky questions yet today. But you know, fall is here. October will be here by the next time we play Writer Than Right Trivia next week. My neighbors have their Halloween decorations up. It is officially spooky season. I'm excited about it. We'll have spooky music bingo kick it into gear next week, and some spooky trivia on the horizon. So it is coming, Jeffrey. It's your annual.
And what
horror.
Do we do for spooky season? Questions?
Kevin just loves spooky season, and I hate spooky season. And he asks questions I don't know the answer to.
Oh, like about candy or about goblins?
Candy,
or about
scary
stories,
stuff,
yeah, stuff that I don't care about.
Okay.
Vampires, mummies, whatever. It's spooky season.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
There you go.
Spooky music bingo will start next week. So be on the lookout for that on our website, CerritoEntertainment.com, if you want to get into the spooky season spirit. But we've got two new things this week, real quick, going on. We've been talking about multiple choice night. That is tonight at every location, where every question is going to be a multiple choice question. So you can maybe guess your way to a win at trivia tonight. Also new this week, we've got Football Frenzy live trivia at Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Casino. I'll be down there with Gabe and Connor playing trivia from noon to three, watching all the games. Jeffrey, that's a pretty good window, right? We've got a great window of actions ending and starting.
How many, the Cerrito Empire, in a given week, how many games do you preside over in different places? How many different events do you do in a given week?
We have a little bit over 20 events every week at our weekly locations. And, of course, we
do special locations, do special events
private
as well.
Events as well. So
amazing. All right.
But, indeed, that'll be the – you'll see the end of the Notre Dame-Arkansas game, and then the we'll have the start of the LSU-Ole Miss game. Auburn-Texas A&M is a very fascinating game. Indiana goes to Iowa. Lots of good games going on in there.
There you go.
And we'll be having winners every big winners every hour. I mean, we're talking about these casino style prize packs and, you know, food and entertainment and stuff all combined into it. So you can win that. It's free to play the trivia, go hang out, bet on some sports, watch some sports, and have some fun with me, Gabe, and Connor this weekend.
All right. We got Gabe in Midtown, Jeffrey. Is that right?
No, John in Midtown.
John in Midtown. I'm sorry, not Gabe. Gabe is going to be having fun with
Jeff.
Kevin
doesn't
Cerrito.
Have his glasses
we've
on
got,
right now.
We got John in, we got John in Midtown. Thanks, John. Welcome. Good luck. All of that. I'm turning things over to Kevin.
Okay. This is Right or the Right Trivia. You just got to get more right than Jeffrey in order to win. I'm going to give you a choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa as we play the game. Of course, you don't really have, you just got to play fair in order to win these tickets to the fair. Let's get this started, Jeffrey. You know, if you think you're, you know, tonight, we mentioned it is multiple choice night, and sometimes people are like, oh, trivia is too hard for me, I can't do trivia. Well, tonight you're going to have the choices of the answers are going to be presented right in front of you. And we're going to start today with a version of some multiple choice questions, 50-50 questions to start, which means you cannot steal in this opening round. You want cars or people?
I'll take cars.
Oh, cars. I think you wouldn't want that to go to Jeffrey. But here we go. Which company sold more vehicles worldwide in 2024? Was it Ford or Tesla? It was last year. Worldwide.
Ford.
Ford is correct. It's about just about 3 million more. It's actually closer than you would think. Ford over Tesla. People for you, Jeffrey. We're going to go to the United Nations for this question. Hop on your escalator here, Jeffrey. Mm. According to the United Nations, what was the world population more or less than 2 billion people in 1980? According to the United Nations, was the world population more or less than 2 billion people in 1980? Got a 50-50 shot here.
Yeah, I'm going to say more.
In 1980, it was more. It was about 4.4 billion. So it was about double that, more than double that number in 1980. So it's tied up, right?
What are we up to now? How many people are there now?
6.5, probably.
Wow.
All right, it's tied up at one. Yep.
Movies or music?
Is this Jeffrey?
No, you get to pick every time.
Always you, John. Always you.
I got you. Movies.
Yeah, you always control your own destiny. So you can play defense when you feel like you need it here. What title character famously looked into the camera and spoke the following line to us? So here's the quote. You're telling me the famous movie character who said this quote. Quote, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That's a famous movie quote from what movie character?
Ferris Bueller.
I think you said, sounded like you said, say it again.
He said Ferris Bueller.
He did. All right. Ferris Bueller is correct. That is correct. Point for you. Gotta stop and look around.
Jeffrey's giving you all you can handle today. 2-1.
Jeffrey, you get a music question. I'm going to give you a lyric, and you're going to name the song. Name this tune here that had the following lyric. Gonna let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can.
Gonna let it rock. It's Mellencamp.
What's the
gonna
what's
let
the
it
question?
Rock? Let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul.
That's darn Jack and Diane.
That is Jack and Diane. Point for Jeffrey.
2-2.
Food or drink?
Let's go drink.
Drink. A half glass of Harp lager with a Guinness poured gently over it is known as what kind of drink?
That is a half and half.
That is a half and half or a black and tan, either one of those. Quick to answer there. Jeffrey, you got some competition.
John is on top of this stuff.
And he even corrected. So bass and because I would have missed it, I guess, then.
Yep.
The food for you, Jeffrey, the ketchup as a vegetable controversy refers to proposed USDA Food and Nutrition Service regulations that occurred under which president?
Reagan?
Reagan is correct.
Man!
Reagan is correct. Ketchup is a vegetable.
This is a shootout.
It's a shootout is what it is. No defense, baby.
This is an Arkansas game.
This is it, yeah. All right.
Don't fumble.
Don't fumble, right, yeah.
Stars or planets? Stars or planets for the last questions of regulation. Stars or planets?
Planets.
Planets at 867 degrees Fahrenheit. What planet in our solar system is the hottest on average?
It is. It's Venus.
It is Venus. That is correct.
I knew that.
Sometimes it feels like Earth in the summer, but it is Venus. Stars for you, Jeffrey. The powerful and luminous explosion of a star is known by what name?
One more time.
The powerful and luminous explosion of a star is known by what name?
Explosion of a star.
Is that I'm going to say like a supernova?
That's correct. You said the correct
Holy
answer.
Holy smokes. We're tied at 4 after regulation. That's it. We're done with regulation,
yeah.
Right? Jeffrey, this is going to be interesting. How many are you going to wager here? John, how many are you wagering of your 4?
Let's go all of them, baby. All 4.
He's wagering all 4. Jeffrey's wagering 3, which means Jeffrey's counting on you missing.
Yeah, right, there's no way Jeffrey was going to wager all 4.
Yeah, he doesn't wager all 4. This is it. Hard to argue with perfection, though. All right, where are we going with this, Kevin?
All right, we're heading back to multiple choice here. Of course, both of you guys have a steal as well.
Correct.
So the steal could come in play as a multiple choice question with more than 2 choices, so you will be able to steal. It is, again, multiple choice night tonight. We're at Flyway Brewing, which is at the old High Cotton there in the Edge District. I'll be out there at that one. Come say hi. We've got Hampline Brewing off of Broad Avenue, Huey's out by FedEx there on Winchester, and we've got Dan McGinn at South Haven. Those are your 4 multiple choices of places to play multiple choice trivia tonight. But your final 2 questions, you want question A or B?
A.
A. All right, so we're ending with multiple choice. The category is to be or not to be. To be or not to be. Question A. Which of the following is not a type of joint used in woodworking? I'm going to give you four choices. It's multiple choice. Which of the following is not a type of joint used in woodworking? We have A, the upside down joint. B, the butt joint. C, the tongue and groove joint. Or D, the dovetail joint. Which one is not used in woodworking? I'll give you the choices again. A, upside down joint. B, the butt joint. The C, the tongue and groove joint. And D, the dovetail joint.
I got to go with A.
Going to go with A. The upside down joint is correct.
Yeah, baby.
That's it.
It's over.
Is it over, Jeffrey?
That's it.
It's over. The only way
I don't know what you can do with that. He scored on every possession.
I know. I mean, and I yeah.
And then he waited for
at the end.
Yep.
We got to play to the echo of the whistle. We do this even when Jeffrey's triumphant. So let's go over to Jeffrey for his question.
And Jeffrey could lose by more.
You know what it was? It was the multiple choice questions. It were the mix up, the difference here. But Jeffrey could lose by more. Go ahead. What's the next question?
See, you really can't guess your way to a win. But I think we got strong competition on the show this morning. To be or not to be, Jeffrey. Which of these characters is not also the name of one of Taylor Swift's cats? I'm giving you four choices. Three of these are the names of Taylor Swift's cats. We have A, Meredith Grey, B, Benjamin Button, C, Rory Gilmore, or D, Olivia Benson. Which of those characters is not the name of Taylor Swift's cats?
I'll consider it a mark in your favor if you miss this.
No, I think I can sadly get this. All right.
Oh, that's not bad.
All right. Read them again.
We have A, Meredith Grey,
nope.
B, Benjamin Button, C, Rory Gilmore, D, Olivia Benson.
C,
Rory Gilmore is correct.
Oh, my God.
Correct.
We had perfect games all around. Woo! It's just the wagering. Perfect. What would we have done if you had wagered four?
I would have won.
You would have won because you're the champion.
Correct.
John, congratulations. Holy smokes.
Thank you.
That was impressive. Do you tell him how to get the
thing? Yeah, I've already got all this information. Right. He's good to go.
Kevin, where can people find out where you and your people are going to be?
Yeah, what a game this morning. SaritaEntertainment.com. You can find out about all the trivia locations. Again, at this point, it's multiple choice night tonight. We're hanging out in Tunica on Saturday with some football trivia. So you're actually going to have some sports, college football trivia questions asked. We're going to have a lot of fun. You can see if you can outguess Gabe this weekend and more on Saturday at the Horseshoe Casino at the Caesar Sportsbook. But also, hey, Taylor Swift, quick tie-in. We do have Taylor Swift Music Bingo next Wednesday. Her new album comes out in a week from tomorrow, and it's coming to the Malco Movie Theater as well. But we'll have, before that on Wednesday, we will have Taylor Swift Music Bingo out in Carville at Huey. So if you or someone you know is a Swiftie, come celebrate Taylor Swift week with us next Wednesday night.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So I was glad to see Jeffrey when I looked at the Best of Memphis stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me lose.
No, I wasn't.
I could feel it.
Not that way. Mm-hmm. You didn't miss a single thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what I was glad to see was I don't expect a restaurant that just opened to be already getting Best of Memphis recognition. But Ragin' Cajun, the place where I've been referring to you to in Bartlett, was third in best new restaurant, third in best Cajun restaurant. And that's for a place that just literally opened its doors, pretty much. It goes to show. And it's got, you know, it was a hole in the marketplace because it's got a neighborhood feel. It's got a great outside seating. And it's got fabulous New Orleans-style food. Try the andouille sausage po' boy. Whatever you do, the white chocolate bread pudding, unbelievably good. The sausage and cheese plate, unbelievably good. It is Ragin' Cajun, very quickly becoming a fixture in the Memphis food scene. That's how good it is. 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. You can check them out online at Cajun901.com. Jeffrey, what is next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Bennett Doyle is going to join the program for them. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith, join us today on Jeffrey Wright & Company. Cobb will be with me. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow for Now Work is Done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.